More on intermediate meditation. This is Aratima. When we begin to meditate, we want to create new pathways in the brain and the nervous system that help us lead out of duality. The pathways are so set to see the world in a polarized way that the reference point is always me as the body, as the person, and the others. Now, in the beginning, we want to really focus and concentrate and shift our attention and our identification towards the core, towards the self, towards eternity, the mid-center between the polarities, that fine, thin, less than a hair thick channel that is really the Sushumna channel, that which is outside of polarities, outside of the duality as we know it. So that's the work we do in the beginning. In the intermediate state of the meditation, we want to actually learn to go deeper. And that means that we want to actually climb through doorways, portals into the unity. And what are those doorways? So first of all, we learn to let the thoughts just swim by. There will always be movements in the mind, and we learn to not identify with that and to let the mind do its thing. We are focused and concentrated in the identification as stillness, as neutrality, as what we are, which is other than thoughts. So we're at the point where we're recognizing very clearly that we're not a thought. So that's the intermediate meditation state. And in that sense, we can now deepen this. We want to deepen the sense and the identification of that we are something other than thoughts. And in that, we will use these doorways. What can doorways be? First of all, we can just listen to music that can be very uplifting, very calming. And then we just listen to that, and the music becomes a tapestry of something that makes the inside and the outside all equal. It's like gazing when we look at something and the inside and the outside, that which is looking at and the image itself, they kind of merge and we're just sort of becoming one with what we're looking at. It is as if the image, let's say we're gazing at a tree, it is the image is entering our eyes. That's what it really feels like. There is no separation. We're making the unconscious and the conscious one. We're bridging the sense of being separate from what we're looking at. Music is the same. It can be on the outside, and then when we can listen to it for a while, then suddenly it's just we are music. There isn't a clear line of me and the music. That's what we want to get to. What we also can use is icons, images. And they should be very, very uplifting and beautiful and have a high vibratory quality to them. So that could be images of great masters, angels, or a yantra for sure. It could be an image like that. Anything that helps. It could be even a contemplation on a word such as love or union or samadhi, anything that triggers you to enter into a deep sense of yourself, that deepens the stillness, heightens the luminosity, what can we call it also, creates a seamless presence. And there are certain things that will work for you on one day, and then the next day they don't work and you need to do something different. So you have to become a little bit creative. So there's a sort of a creative component in the intermediate meditation where you are using the doorways and you are going to constantly change them because sometimes that one doesn't work. Let's say on one day you meditate on, let's say you're meditating on the heart chakra, but that day just putting attention on the heart chakra and focusing there, it's just not getting you anywhere. It just doesn't feel like the right portal for you to do it that way. So maybe instead of just putting attention on the heart chakra, you might want to kind of see what arises within you, a devotion, a sense of, because we're at the heart chakra right now, maybe you are just thinking of a beautiful angel or light being, and you bring attention there, and suddenly your vibration changes and you slip through the presence of that being. So first you have to connect with that image, which is really something that exists in the psychic. So you connect with it. And after you connected with it, you go right through it. You fly through it, you move through it, you join it. It is not so much about you and the image and you and the other. We want to transcend the duality and you become one with it by finding the sense of yourself in the other. And that is what it's all about. Finding the unity and connecting with symbols that help us to connect with that self within. That is one way of doing it. Of course, if there is utter stillness within you, you connect with that because that is the center point, the emptiness, the self that you want to realize and be. So if that is already happening, that's beautiful. But if you feel there's a lot of movement and your mind is wanting and searching and seeking, then use the symbol, the doorway, to climb through and to find a moment of rest in you as consciousness. And then you might climb through another doorway. You can do several doorways in one meditation and then enjoy when the silence happens, when you are still as consciousness. And that doesn't mean your mind is silent. The thoughts are swimming by. So don't follow with your attention. Let them just move by like neighbors walking on the other side of the street and you don't really mind them. You don't mind the sounds and the events happening because you are just still and quiet and content within yourself. So explore, be open, be creative, and in a relaxed manner, not having to achieve a goal. It is just something that you are doing in order to find more of your center in whatever way that works for you. So intermediate meditation is a very creative process, and enjoy it and have fun with it. Thanks.